Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Hal Bach.
Hi.
And just before we go back to our guest, Hal was, you wouldn't have heard it. Hal was talking about his grandchildren and how they bring him joy, which is honestly, that's what life's about. And I just wanted to share that with our listening audience. We have two doctors with us today. We have Dr. Chudam Sama.
Yes.
I'm getting it better and better.
You got to keep coming back.
Yeah. And Dr. Solis. Come on. Dr. Solis. We need more. And we're talking about depression in older adults. And, of course, this could go on forever.
Yeah.
The signs and how it does impact people. And that's one of the negatives. I mean, because... You know, one of the purposes of Project Independence is to help seniors live at home. Basically, that's it. Mm-hmm. And if you are not in contact with your parent, a senior parent, daily or at least four or five times a week, especially when something happens, it's terrible in my mind. That's my own personal opinion. I mean, at a certain age, I talk to my mother every day. If that's not the case, you must be involved in a local community center.
Absolutely.
You have something to say. I like when you shake the head. It's like, okay, we're on the right track.
I actually, I'm a part of a geriatric and palliative care clinic, which is on 410 Lakeville in New Hyde Park. But on my spare time, I go to a community program. It's a part of Samuel Field Y,
yep.
And it's called the Community Advisory Program for the Elderly. So it is a little program that has multiple therapy sessions, and support groups. And there's also a geriatric psychiatrist who's there, so that if there is a need for him to evaluate patients, who feel that, you know, maybe this is not something that therapy alone and activity alone can cure, they kind of come on board to see if there's anything else that we can do in terms of treatment.
Back this up, and where is it?
That
sounds tremendous.
The community program is called, it's called CAPE, so it stands for Community Advisory Program for the Elderly, and it's in Little Neck Parkway,
okay.
5928 Little Neck Parkway, Little Neck.
And that meets like once a week if there was, you know.
They have a lot of social workers and people there. They evaluate the patient and they determine the amount of times you meet based on the
problem. I'm sorry. I thought it was a group. Like people go in like there's 20 people sitting there.
No, there are. But they kind of evaluate to see which group you sit well with and what's good for you.
Something like this is tremendous. It really is because that's what people need.
Right.
You're not being judged. And so, because unfortunately, and I'm not going to harp on it, you're 70, you're 75, you're 80, and your spouse dies, you know your children. Like, you know, Hal was fooling around saying, you know, his grandson won't call, but he'll talk to the granddaughter. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know your kids. My kids, I have three daughters, everybody fills a different role. What you have to be concerned about is making sure they get involved in these things. That's it, because otherwise it's, you know the kids won't help, but you also know your parent. Mm-hmm. And so there's that fine line of saying, Mommy, you got to go to these places. And if you're not in town, it's just, it's a very twisted, I know because I'm lost. What you're saying is so important, and I appreciate it. It's just that it's a very difficult thing for people.
It's a difficult thing. I think the only way that I would suggest that it could work is just try to talk to your doctor, your primary care doctor, whoever that is, any physician, because at least someone has eyes on the situation.
Okay.
And they can bridge the gap with a social worker to see what community programs are in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of keep... they monitor it. So even if you're kind of lost in that process, you have somebody who's managing it. So
Right. And the other thing is, I'm going to bring up something which has nothing to do with you, but it's very, very important for a senior specifically, when you're getting involved in these groups, because we've done programs about this, mm-hmm. Project SAFE, Seniors Against Financial Exploitation, when you're getting involved in these groups, and there might be a $20 charge or something, or they could be free, you never get involved with other people helping you out financially.
Right.
Because there are stories about that. I become your friend and say, it was terrible. Oh, you went through so much. Oh, but you don't understand that? I'll go through your bills. I'll help you out. And then next thing you know, 6 months go by and you're out $15,000 because this good Samaritan.
Right.
So you're vulnerable
exactly.
at that point in time. And there are people looking to, unfortunately, take advantage of that vulnerability at the most sensitive time in your life. So that, I'm just throwing that out there. Buyer beware. And family's got to beware because, I mean, the family should care about where mom and dad are going. And say, like, this I never heard of, and I literally live in Great Neck around the corner from the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's and, great.
Yeah, absolutely. Something also, like this is what people need. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have a consultation and then wind up. And bottom line, at the end of the day, and I've run some support. I did a group in the city for 2 years for families who lost somebody through suicide at the Riverside Church in Manhattan. And it covers everything. You know, but they need to get it out,
mm-hmm.
and they need to talk. And that's, you know, they sometimes in a group of strangers, they'll say what they won't say in front of their children or somebody else. But it's keeping it in doesn't help.
It's amazing how much if you just say something aloud
mm-hmm.
in a non-judgmental room, it's extremely therapeutic.
Right, right, right.
You know, so I'm not surprised that people feel marginally better after some type of therapy session.
Right.
Well, I would think that losing a loved one is a ticket to depression. I mean, how could you avoid it?
Right.
Right.
You'd have to really battle to get through a thing like that.
Grieving is absolutely normal. Being sad and depressed following that grief is normal, but up to a certain period of time. If this is something where you're grieving 2 years later, the same way you were grieving when it acutely happened, that's something to have a red flag, you know? So that's where I'm kind of talking about is when it's sustained and it's persistent and it goes beyond a normal time period.
Now, that sounds cold, but it's 100% correct. Because, like, when I first went to school for this,
yeah.
I'm like, guess what? If I want to be sad for 5 years, I can be. And I was like, no, it's not normal. I mean, the person should never leave your heart, et cetera. You'll always think fondly
of
mommy or whoever it happens to be. But the first week after a death, you're out of your mind. The next year, the anniversary of, it's still not fun.
Absolutely.
But as time goes by, you can say, oh, I wish mommy was here to see the baby. And that's when trained professionals like you guys have to turn around and say, no, this is, you know, you should still not be breaking down in the middle of the afternoon that people have to be called to get you.
If you're losing tremendous weight and you're not able to get out of bed and you're not able to talk to people or take care of yourself 2 years, 3 years later.
Right.
That's a concern because you're taking away from your own health and functionality. So, right, that's when we try to intervene.
And you're not disrespecting the life of the person who died.
Absolutely
that's why I think
not.
Some people think I have to be this heroic person. Otherwise, the person who died is going to turn around and think, boy, you never loved me in the first place. And one has nothing to do with the other.
Right.
I know this is, we only have a few minutes left. And I know you have some common symptoms of depression, you know, fatigue, et cetera, et cetera. But if I was asking you, and we're going to push this one over to Dr. Solis, if I was asking you right off the top of my head, what's the biggest thing that I, as a person, should look out for, you know, in reference to depression?
Well, I think when you notice a change in their norm,
okay.
when patients have a change in their interest in the things that they previously enjoyed, and when it progresses to the point when you see changes in their sleep, in their weight, and their ability to function in a daily living, I think that's when you should be concerned and start looking for help.
Okay, that's the one that an adult child can see. You know, because they can't get inside mom's head.
Right.
But they can see that a woman who was perfectly maintained now is a slob. You know, excuse me, but it's, you know, like, wait a minute, this is the mommy we knew. Or, as you say, I don't know if you did say if the house is unkempt. You know, different things like that that you have to, you know, watch out for. And yourself?
In terms of symptoms?
Yes, you know, because we only have a minute or two. And I just really, you know, at the end of the day, what we try to do is bring knowledge to our listeners. But also, if there was just a point, you know, you turn around and say, this is, you know, depression is rough for most people. What you bring it to my attention is some things that are forms of depression. I didn't even know. You know what I mean? So, like, it's tremendous what you're bringing to the audience today. So just one more symptom, if you want to call them symptoms, and maybe we shouldn't even call them symptoms.
I would have to say two.
Okay, that's
fine. And it would just be that one is that their complaints are out of proportion to the actual problem, feeling very tired and fatigued and things like this. And the second would be not able to fall asleep. And you mix that up with age-related troubles falling asleep, so that often gets lump-summed into age-related versus maybe a symptom of depression.
Wow. So, and the not falling asleep is because your head's not resting.
Either you're not able to fall asleep because of whatever is going on, or you're sleeping too much to avoid what's going on. So it could be either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking the reverse side.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go along with you. Not falling. I want to know what you meant by not falling. You're thinking of the person,
mm-hmm.
so you're not having any peace.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually sleeping more.
So, yeah,
I mean, it can be the
it
other side.
It can always
of that.
Go either way. You can either have a lot of weight loss or a lot of weight gain. You can either sleep too much or you can sleep too little.
Right, right, right.
And it's all just on how you're dealing with the problem.
And unfortunately, everything seems to be extreme. And that's the importance of having loved ones around, because they should be able to pick up, you know, on the extremes, like sleeping too much, sleeping too little, being cranky all the time.
Right.
Being nice all the time.
I don't think that's
a bad
one.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll take that one.
Person's really nice. It's like maybe depressed. But let's just take it.
Happily depressed.
Yeah, happily depressed, but that's it. Listen, guys, I want to take an opportunity to thank you so much. This is the kind of stuff nobody wants to hear about, but it's very important. And I think you shed some very, very nice light on a topic that's terrible. But it helps the benefit, helps the quality of life of those people we're talking about. So keep up the good work. I thank you very much. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.